The War on Bathrooms. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. This story has been eating at me since I heard it yesterday. Kids vandalizing school bathrooms and posting their mischief on TikTok as part of some bathroom vandalism challenge. Suddenly, school bathrooms all over the country are missing soap dispensers, sinks, toilets, even the doors to the stalls. They're having to lock the bathrooms. Then what, spread out newspaper in the halls? This prompted TikTok to start taking down these videos and to post a notice which said, quote, "We expect our community to create responsibly. Please be kind to your schools and teachers." Isn't that special? School officials were a little tougher, threatening to arrest the vandals. In fact, at one school, kids posted a TikTok video of the principal's warning.
"You will be consequenced seriously, and you could potentially be prosecuted for stealing items from the school. So we need to eliminate this TikTok issue that's going along. We are aware of it, and we will prosecute."
The kids sound terrified, but we can't blame the kids, can we? Research tells us that the prefrontal cortex of a male American teenager is still developing. Therefore, TikTok videos go directly into the primal brain, and within 5 minutes, no toilet. Of course, TikTok not only knows this, their whole business model depends on it. They claim they have 10,000 sensors on staff, but since their parent company is headquartered in Beijing, I have a feeling those sensors spend most of their time protecting the Communist Party's sensitivities, not America's toilets. I'll tell you this, if it was Chinese school toilets going missing, a bunch of TikTok executives would find themselves becoming intimately familiar with toilets, being that they would be scrubbing them at a re-education camp in Xinjiang province. So, in my constant quest for bipartisan legislation, how about this? Since public schools are taxpayer-funded, every taxpayer in a district victimized by TikTok could join a class-action suit for damages. The company's worth about $400 billion, which I think might almost cover it.